sign up or change plans. Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholsky. Welcome to The Art of Aging, a 20-minute podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. A conversation with Matt Jetter in just 30 seconds. First, your AOA tip of the day. With the holidays fast approaching, you may be trying to think of the perfect gift for that older adult in your life. Given the pandemic, what about giving him or her your time? Whether it's on the phone, via Zoom, or through the window, a meaningful conversation could raise spirits and provide just the hope they need. If you already have been staying connected, reach out to a friend or family member who hasn't, perhaps even offering to join them for the exchange. Now back to our topic, Medicare enrollment. Joining me to talk more about it is Matt Jetter. Matt is a licensed insurance agent with Medicare Insurance Solutions. Matt, welcome. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's start with the basics. What is Medicare?
Medicare is a federal health insurance program for eligible U.S. citizens and legal residents. It's funded in part by taxes you pay while you're working. It is an individual plan.
And how is that different, Matt, from Medicaid?
So you get Medicare because you paid in the taxes. You get Medicaid based on your income and savings. So they're two different programs.
Okay. And who is eligible for Medicare?
If you're collecting Social Security, you will be enrolled at age 65 or 24 months after collecting Social Security disability, or right away if you have end-stage renal disease or ALS.
Okay. And Medicare ABCs. So walk us through what each of those letters means and what they cover.
So typically somebody turns 65, they get Part A because they paid in taxes. That's hospital and skilled care and some other services. Part B is doctor. This has a premium for 2021 of $148.50 per month that is taken straight out of your Social Security check, or they'll bill you quarterly. Based on your income, some people will pay an additional premium for their Part B. Part D is the prescription drug plan. For example, in Douglas County today, there are 29 different drug cards to pick from for 2020. Next year, there's 28. They got rid of four drug cards, they added three, rates changed, and their drug formularies changed. Part C is the Medicare Advantage plan. Every year, Medicare says, for everybody who picks an Advantage plan, they will reimburse the insurance company every month, or they'll pay the insurance company every month. For example, in Douglas County last year, there was 10 plans. This year, there's 19. In 2021, there's 20 plans. They're all network-based, they're private insurance companies, and they have co-pays on them.
Medicare and existing insurance, how do the two of those work together?
Typically, most people are just picking one or the other. If they're employed, though, they may stay on their group plan, and that's something they should explore. Is their prescription drug coverage on their employer plan Medicare credible drug coverage? What are the costs and the benefits on the group plan? And they can compare that to what they are on Medicare to make a wise decision.
Now, enrollment. I'm just going to pass the ball to you, and you can talk to us about enrollment with Medicare.
There are several different enrollment periods. The first one is IEP, initial election period, or ICEP, for newly eligible to Medicare. This period is 3 months before they get their Part A, the month of, and 3 months after, or if they're enrolling when they're turning 65. There's also the annual election period. Every year, Medicare says on October 1st, they release the next year plans for prescription drug cards and Advantage plans. Medicare through the year has indicated what the guidelines are for benefits and what they will pay the insurance company. So the insurance company decides, do they want to be in that county? What kind of plan design? And do they need to charge more than what Medicare is paying them? So that's released October 1st. Then you have the annual election period, which is October 15th to December 7th, where somebody can make a change to their current drug card or Medicare Advantage plan. Then you have OEP, open enrollment period. This is January 1st to March 31st, where somebody can make a one-time change in their Advantage plan, either change to a different Advantage plan or go back to original Medicare. Throughout the year, there's SEP, special election period, depending on if they qualify for extra help with their prescriptions, if they moved into an institution, if they moved into a new area, if they lost their plan. There's also the late enrollment period. This is for somebody who didn't sign up for Part B when they should have. You don't have to sign up at 65. Some people delay it. Some people, if you didn't have qualifying coverage, they would say you're a late enrollee. You can enroll January, February, or March. They'd make it effective July 1st, and they'd charge you a 10% penalty for every 12 months you didn't have your Part B when you should have.
Wow. All right. Now, if you're happy with your plan, do you need to do anything around this time of year, Matt, or what?
With Medicare, there's a lot of changes every year. You need to be paying attention. Around the end of September, your current plan sends out an ANOC, their annual notice of change. This will indicate if their plan is not going to be around for the following year, what the rates changed, if the benefits changed, if your prescription drugs came off of that plan. So you should be aware of those because you may be better off to make a change.
Okay, so this can get confusing in a hurry. If folks aren't certain about what they should be looking for or how they should be approaching this, what should they do? What do they need to really consider?
It's always beneficial to get somebody who's experienced to help you out to look at your different options. As I mentioned, there's 20 Advantage plans for next year. They're network-based. They have co-pays on them. So you want to make sure if it's an Advantage plan or a drug card that your medications are covered, that you're in the best situation you can be. So you can reach out to somebody who's a licensed insurance agent, the SHIP program, somebody who can help look at your options.
How has COVID-19 changed Medicare, Matt?
More than Medicare is people's personal behavior. I mean, people just aren't going out. So telemedicine is really in all the plans for next year, saying you can talk to a doctor without going into their office. And the same thing with meetings, a lot of Zoom meetings or Google Meets or over the phone to help people make their election.
Okay. Hospital stays. That's another commonly asked question. You know, how long do I need to be in the hospital if someone is going, for example, to rehab in a skilled nursing community? Oftentimes, people are asking about the criteria involved with that. So clarify for our listeners, what do you need to make sure you're doing or asking to qualify for Medicare once you get into the skilled rehab?
So Medicare just covers short-term rehabilitative care, not long-term care. And they have a three-day requirement, so you have to be a resident in the hospital for 3 days for original Medicare to pay for the skilled care. So you're admitted in the hospital, you can't be in there just under observation. You need to be admitted to the hospital for 3 days and then go to a skilled care facility. And they cover, again, short-term rehab. You need to be getting skilled care like IV therapies, physical therapies, and improving for it to be an eligible expense.
Okay, and you have to have a doctor sign off on this. I know oftentimes people will say, I never really get a chance to talk to the doctor. What should folks be doing, especially those wanting to meet this criteria, in order to make sure they're going to be covered and they don't get to skilled rehab and go, oh, we didn't think about that, right? So what would your advice be to folks who are really wanting to make that?
Right, to be in contact with your doctor, with your plan, to make sure you're meeting the criteria.
Awesome. All right, so I would imagine you get hit with a lot of questions like you're being hit today. What is the most commonly asked question that you receive about Medicare, Matt, and how do you respond to people?
I get a number of questions. What's the different options and how do they affect me? Do I need to be paying for a supplement? Do I need to look at the Advantage plan? How are those options? Some other questions I get is you see all over the TV, get your Part B paid for. How do I get zero copays on everything without paying for it? That is all based on income and savings. So the people with no copays, either they have a Medicare supplement they're paying for every month or they have Medicaid. You get your Part B paid for based on income and savings. So there's a certain level for an individual. This year is $1,457 and resources under $8,000 to get your Part B paid for. A couple is a little bit higher than that. Another one is how can the Advantage plans be a zero premium? Again, Medicare is paying them, so there is a premium being paid. If you have a claim on the Advantage plan, Medicare is not going to pay anything because they're paying the insurance company every month, and the insurance company is taking over the risk. And another one on the Advantage plans. What happens if I go in on the Advantage plan and I have a $100,000 claim? How much is that going to cost me? On all the Advantage plans, they have an annual limit on your medical expenses. Drugs are handled separate, just like they are today with the supplement and a drug card. Okay. But you're limited on your medical expenses in a calendar year.
One of the things I think would be good to let our listeners know, I think there's somewhat of a misnomer out there in terms of what Medicare actually covers. Like when we talk about vision, our hearing. So maybe talk with folks about what's covered under Medicare and what isn't covered under Medicare, just to kind of clarify both of those.
So Medicare would cover an illness or a sickness or an eye problem. It doesn't cover routine eye exams or glasses, where a lot of the Advantage plans will give you some money for dental and vision and hearing aids. Medicare will help with will pay for the cochlear implants if you qualify, but they don't cover regular hearing aids.
What would you say to people? You know, turning 65 is a pretty big deal, right? So, and I think there are folks out there who may be a little bit reluctant to take the steps necessary to make sure that they are getting enrolled. I mean, talk to us a little bit about those folks who are in their early 60s right now, and they're thinking, I know I'm going to have to be getting that done. The importance of really making sure that they are timing it out correctly and the advantages of a benefit like that to them.
I'd hear that a lot where somebody's saying, I don't want to go to Medicare. I don't want to give up what I have. And then once they do, they find out, wow, I like this better than what I had before. Typically, you run across somebody who's paying quite a bit on their group plan or an individual plan for a high deductible. They go to Medicare, their costs go down and their benefits go up. So that's a lot of them perceive it's going to be the other way around. But it really, Medicare seems to work out fantastic for the majority of people.
And you've been doing this for a while, Matt. What kinds of, you mentioned earlier how the number of options change each year. You've really got to be up to speed on things. What have you seen over the years in terms of maybe the biggest changes with Medicare or the biggest aha moments where you're finding that you almost have to become the student again and learn, you know, about all of this in terms of the insurance piece? Can you talk to that a little bit?
As I mentioned, you know, a lot of the plans, they change every year. So you have to go in. It's a brand new year. People always like to say, well, this year, here's what I have. Well, that's great, but you can't pick this year anymore. It's gone. They're all brand new options for next year with the drug cards, with the Advantage plans. People love the supplements. The problem is they increase on premiums on you every year. The Advantage plans, you need to compare and say, does that make sense for me? But a lot of changes, and you just can't, when they come out, assume. I hear that a lot. People get all this mail towards the end of the year, and they say, I'm just going to stick with what I have. It worked for me this year. I'm just going to keep it. They go in February or March to get a prescription drug, and they say, well, you don't have a drug card. And they say, didn't anybody tell me? Yes, in that stack of mail you got, they were telling you, you need to go pick a new plan. This plan is going away, or your medication is coming off this plan.
Talk specifically now, please, to those individuals who are in assisted living communities or nursing home skilled environments. They're getting their mail. They're probably getting a lot of junk mail, trying to sort through all of that. I mean, Matt, people like you are out here to help folks, but they may not know that. So what kind of assistance is provided in those areas? And what do family members need to know this time of year to kind of help get their loved ones into the right plan? When should they be looking? What should they be asking? Because I can imagine that stuff kind of gets shoved underneath stacks of things.
What I like to do is get a list of somebody's medications. I run them on all the different plans and rate the supplements and look at the Advantage plans, explain how they work, so they're informed and can make a decision of what's the best path for them to be on.
Okay. Are you reaching, does someone like you reach out to the senior living communities to say, hey, do you guys need any help in there? Or is there an organization? You mentioned a few places earlier in the interview. Do we have people proactively reaching out to these communities and saying, hey, we're here for you. If we can help be the objective third party with your residents, we're happy to help with that.
Not like before. I mean, because nobody's going out to the communities so much. The communities, you know, are not letting people in,
right,
in the for safety reasons. So there's a number that I've worked with over the years that I'm still in contact with. But the day of going out and talking to them and sitting down with somebody has really changed.
So are you doing more? You mentioned physicians doing more of the telehealth. Are you finding then, Matt, that you're doing a lot more of this via Zoom? And that's got to be a whole different experience with older adults, too. I would imagine you're finding ways to stay connected.
Definitely. I would probably say 70% of my meetings are online, and it's working out great, and the conversation starts out, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. And I help them get set up, and they're like, wow, this is great. Now I can see, because I can share my computer screen and show them what I'm comparing or how their medications are covered on the different plans. So it's like everything. The first time you do it, it's like, I can't do that, no matter what it is. You do it a few times, you're like, this is great. This isn't so bad.
Yeah, that's got to be really good, because this is one of those topics so important, impacts, you know, everyone, but it can get so confusing. And I think people just have a tendency to throw their arms up in the air and say, oh, I'll just take whatever I can get with this. And you've done a great job today of really driving home the point of, this is your plan. You can have this almost tailor-made for you, depending on what it is that you think you're going to be needing and what kind of support through Medicare, right?
Yes. And one other part would be, the prescription drugs is so hard to interpret that people need to be looking, for example, at GoodRx a lot of times. Your cash price might be $100 for the prescription. The insurance company says, well, it's $60 on our list and you can buy it for $47. And GoodRx might say, yes, it's an $80 drug, but with this free coupon, you can get it for $10. So you really need to pay attention to that. Don't assume if you go into the pharmacy that, and they tell you it's $47, that's the end, because that particular drug card you're on might not like that medication. So another drug card might say that one's free because it's a preferred drug on our list and it's not on your current plan. And so if you're on a plan and it's not on the preferred list, you want to check it out. It doesn't work for the brand name drug so much. It does work for a lot of the generics where you can really knock that price down.
Yeah, what I really like about, I like several things about this conversation, but I do think that this encourages individuals and or their legal representatives to take a very close look at their list of prescriptions every year. Sometimes people are on more than they really need to be, and who's really looking at that. And so this is really a great excuse for people to revisit at least once a year what folks are taking and then go ahead and talk with someone like you to say, okay, we've pared this down. We've talked with our medical professionals. This is what we know we need to be taking, Matt. Now, how is this going to be different for us this year? And then you, as the expert, take that big picture into consideration and work that in to the overall plan. So I like it for that reason as well. So if folks want to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
I have a website. It's www.mattjetter.com. So MATTJETTER.com. Or my phone number is 402-215-1017. And I have office space at 11301 Davenport Street.
Perfect. I'd like to thank Matt for joining us and my husband Mike for making us sound so good. And of course, to all of you for listening to The Art of Aging. It's a podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholski, inviting you to join us again as we will be posting new segments every 2 weeks. Till then, may you find meaning in each and every moment, hence discovering what I believe to be the true art of aging.